here.
Thanks.
Okay.
Okay, so we'll call the Sullivan County Funding Court meeting to order. And Julio, please roll call.
Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Siegel?
Present.
Mr. Siegel's present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Smith is present, and Mr. Gunther, Mr. Fleischman, and Mr. Brooks are absent.
Okay. All right, so the first order of business is to approve the meeting minutes. Did everybody get a chance to look at those in the packet?
Yeah.
Okay, can I have a motion to approve?
Motion, Scott.
I'll second it.
Ed second. Any discussion, any corrections, edits? Okay, hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay, minutes are approved. Bills and communications. They too were submitted. And can I have a motion to approve?
We actually have no funding.
No bills and
communications. No bills for Sullivan County funding.
No.
That's what happens when you're not at your desk. You don't have all your screens open with all the documents at the same time. Okay, so thank you, Jim. So there's no bills and communications for the funding court. So we'll move on to new business. And again, we're here to discuss the audit. So Linda, why don't we turn it back over to you?
Okay, thank you. And for purposes of record, I wanted to thank both Jennifer and Julio for their help in working with us in finishing the audit. Also wanted to note for the record that this year's audit was done completely remotely using uploads from ShareFile and emails to get all the documents we needed. I call your attention then to our opinion letter, which is on pages 1 and 2 of the financial statements. Where we report that the financial statements are fairly stated in accordance with generally accepted accounting principles. We do have an emphasis with regard to the COVID uncertainty. I then call your attention to the MD&A, which is on pages 3, 4, and 5, which provide you with an overview and a summarized statement of net position and statement of activities. The most significant things that I think in the funding corp is that there were no new loans and no new grants, such that for 2019, while the funding corp incurred a loss of $300,000, it was $113,000 for 2020. There were administrative fees and a bad debt write-off that were the most significant expenses in 2020. As far as the statement of net position is concerned, your cash was $475,000 versus $525,000 in 2019. Overall, the net assets decreased from $852,000 to $742,000, and that's primarily due to the collections on the notes receivable. You had a small amount of accounts payable. Your net position was went from $850,000 to $738,000, and that change is the net loss for the year of $113,000. As far as seeing your decrease in cash, primarily that was driven by the loss for the year. You see that the change, overall change, was about $18,000 decrease in cash. Following that, we have the footnotes of the financial statements, which explain your significant assets and liabilities. Again, it's not change significant from 2019. We include as supplemental information a summary of the outstanding conduit debt for both 2019 and 2020. The last part of the reporting package is the report on compliance. And here we have no findings to report. We have one management suggestion that's contained in the board report, and that is encouraging the board to adopt a capitalization policy. We realize that at this point, the funding corp doesn't have any assets, but we feel as it should be in place before you decide to purchase any assets. And that is our report. Does anyone have any questions?
I think it's pretty safe to say we're never going to have any assets, but.
Do you think we should adopt that? Is that just a standard type of request?
It is
a standard request. We're not going to have it. If we decide we're going to get assets, we can worry about it when we go to get the assets. But this is a conduit only. It's not going to have any assets.
I'll make a motion to accept the financials as presented for the funding corp.
Can we have a second?
Second it.
Carol, all in favor?
Yeah.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, so that carries. Okay. Any other business related to the Sullivan County Funding Corp?
There's the Paris report that was included, but before we leave the audit, I had one comment, which was that the write-down that Linda mentioned, even though it was reflected in the 2020 financial statements, had absolutely nothing to do with 2020. And it's Apple small engine, and it's a meaningful amount of money, but their bankruptcy discharged them in 2018.
Okay. Anything else? So let's move on to the Paris reports. And then I do have one housekeeping matter that we need to do before we come out of this meeting. Jen, you want to do the Paris report?
Sure. So similar to the IDA reports, the Paris report for the funding corp was in your agenda packet. This report's much slimmer because we don't have 70 projects, but all of our loans are listed in the funding corp Paris. And once again, all the financial information that's in the funding corp Paris report comes from the audited financial statements prepared by RBT. I don't have anything in particular to point out in the funding corp Paris report or any particular questions, but if you have questions on anything that you see, please let me know.
Does anyone have any questions on the Paris reports? If not, then can we have a motion to approve the filing of those reports?
Motion.
Ed?
I'll second it, Scott.
Scott, second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, Jen, motion carries. One issue Jen brought to my attention, since we're meeting with the funding corp now and next with the LDC, in John Kiefer's employment agreement, there was a provision that he would also serve as CEO of both this funding corp and the LDC. So we would like to get a motion to affirm the appointment of John as CEO in this case of the funding corp. Can we have that motion? Can someone make that motion, please?
I'll make the motion. Scott.
Scott, thank you. Need a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, Carol. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed?
Aye.
Okay, thank you. And with that, unless there's any other new business, does anyone have any new business for the funding corp? Then we'll go to public comment. Is there any public comment related to the funding corp? Okay, hearing none, then can we have a motion to adjourn the funding corp meeting?
I'll make that motion.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Howard. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Aye. Okay, funding corp is closed.